Welcome again. All right. Jokes apart. You're welcome to Alivasti. I'm your host, the Motivated Mike. Last week we did talk about you waking up and chasing a goal, and this week I want to talk about success in a different way. Maybe you've read it before, that success is not for sale. Yes, we'll be talking about success not being for sale today. So this week I just want to remind us of what we know, that we can achieve anything we commit to, and that success is not for sale. Maybe I should add to it that it's not only not for sale, it doesn't have discounts available, like coupons, you know, to get you there quickly, especially when you're talking about true success. Many people define success in different ways. You can leave a comment on how you define success, but how do I see success? Success can be the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. In this age and time, I've seen a lot of people use wealth as a means to measure success. It's not wrong. Achieving wealth itself is a goal. So yes, it's okay to be used as a measure of success. But I personally see success as the achievement of something desired. I look at success in my own life as the achievement of something that I wanted to achieve. Something I wanted to work for, or I worked for and achieved it. In summary, right? The real success in life is achieving the goals that matter to you the most. I think that's a better way to put it. That the real success in life is achieving the goals that matter to you the most. You know, it doesn't matter how big or how small, you know, these goals are. If they matter to you and they're goals for you, if you achieve them, that's success. So, I think the first question for you today is, what are those goals that matter to you, especially this new year, and how have you planned to achieve them? So basically, the question is asking, how have you planned to achieve your success this year? The desire to achieve success isn't every human being. It is a desire to grow, to do more, to achieve more, and to make one's dream come true. We all dream. Your dreams can become your reality if you have a strong desire and are determined to succeed. Success is not a walk in the park. It's tied to two things, and that's you, and there's always something for you to do. So success is not free. I mean, true success is not a gift. It is a process. The end result of a desired goal, commitment, hard work, determination, good choices, and complete faith in yourself. So even though the result of success can happen overnight, the path to that success wasn't overnight. Think about every success you have had personally. Think about all the success speech you have listened to. See, when people talk about it, they mostly talk about what was achieved, and not the how, not the cries, not the also, you know, not the sad moments while you are in that process. But I do know that people would rather only share your success and not your time towards your success, not your pain, and definitely not your failure. It is on you to make sure you turn your pain to success. I've heard E.T. say that if you're already in pain, finish and get a reward for your pain. I mean, why quit? Always get to the end. Every success story has a race to it, but it only becomes a success story when you cross the finish line. If not, it just becomes a story in between. And some people might think you're, you know, saying you tried, you did this, you did that, without winning, looks like a fable. As children, many of us learn about the wondrous process by which a caterpillar turns into a, you know, a butterfly. I can summarize it for you. To become a butterfly, a caterpillar first digests itself. But certain groups of cells survive during the digestion, maybe, and turning the soup into eyes, into wings, into antennas, and all the, you know, all the other structures that is needed for the butterfly to emerge. Now, this is what I know. If you truncate this process, we will never see the beautiful butterfly. So allow me to make a comparison here. That your success is a process. And while you have mapped out what's important to you in your life, you need to find out the how and walk through your process to achieve that success without truncating it. Because if you truncate it, we will never see the bat of your success. I don't know where you are in your life right now. What I do know is that you can achieve success with your goals. So, if success is not for sale, what must you pay to achieve it? I look at it from three things. Number one is, first, you need to have a clear goal for what you want to achieve. A strong desire to see that goal through is needed from you. And you need to be a dreamer. I mean, you need to see yourself every day at the finish line. You need to see yourself winning every day. If you must, use affirmations. You know, tell yourself every morning, write it on your wall, write it on your mirror, tell yourself, you know, you are a success. Tell yourself you can do it. Tell yourself you can make it. If you have to. See, it's a general rule. With a strong belief and determination, you can make the necessary changes you need in your life. And this is 2020. So I urge you. But if you have to believe in someone, let that person be the guy in the mirror, yourself. Believe you can do it and be determined to achieve the goals you set for yourself. Number two, use your time wisely. Treat your time like money in the bank. It's so interesting how people love their money. But when it comes to their time, you know, I won't say they don't love it, but I don't see that the way you guard your money, I don't see people guard their time like that. And if you want to be successful with what you're doing, you need to guard your time. What do you spend it on? See, don't waste your time. Every day that passes is like an amount of money that you draw from an account. You should also be careful with your time. I think that's what I'm trying to say here. Spend it on something that helps you, that adds value to your life, that gets you somewhere. Something that helps others. And thirdly, I say be open-minded and be flexible. The Yoruba adage says, there's no one road that leads to the marketplace. So your life path, you know, the road to your success doesn't necessarily have to be one road. And that's why you have to be open-minded and you have to be flexible. You have to be vigilant for when your life, you know, opens different paths for you. Being open-minded, being flexible, is an attitude that will make it easier for you to see these new opportunities. It will help you conceive new ideas. It will help you focus on your goals. And it will help you see things from different directions. And trust me, it will increase your chances of achieving success. Lastly, I need you to learn from yourself every day. Imagine you doing an experiment of yourself every day by weeding off bad traits you see in yourself, and you're only taking the good part of yourself into the next day, every day. You're going to learn three things very fast. You're going to learn more about the real you. You will understand every version of yourself. Yes, we do have different versions of ourselves. But I mean, that's not a discussion for today. And thirdly, you will know how to apply yourself. See, if you understand yourself, when opportunities, when life, when things happen, you know how best to apply yourself because you know the end goal is there for you to achieve success. And when you focus your 100% or 200% on the best version of yourself, leaving out those things that don't matter, you will start to be the person your destiny is ready to associate with. And I can bet success is inevitable. Let's end this episode today with one thing you need to do right now. And that is to decide to achieve success in those important goals that matter in your life. Stop wishing success. Stop trying to wish for success. Rather, decide to be successful and act accordingly. It's your friend on the Success Lane, The Motivated Mind. See you on our next episode. Bye.